I mean, it doesn't happen every day, but in communities all over the country, there are people with exotic animals that get in over their head. And most of the exotics we deal with here in Milwaukee are reptiles, crocodiles, big boa constrictors. But big cats are a problem in areas, especially in a state like ours, where there are no regulations or rules on how to keep the animals, and they're easy to import. It's uncommon in the sense that the animal's loose and running around, as opposed to, you know, someone just being unable to care for it and it's in a home or it's seized by law enforcement.
If indeed this is an escaped exotic pet, how do they manage in the wild? How would you expect them to behave?
Well, that's why we think now that it actually is an escaped lion that was a pet to somebody, because they are behaving like an animal that has not lived in the wild. It's setting up in one area. It's hiding. It's in an area where it can hide well. The brush there is super thick. There's fresh running water there. And just like anyone who lets their house cat out for the first time, eventually it's going to get hungry enough, and it has those natural instincts to chase the abundant wildlife that happens to be there. Tons of coyotes, rabbits we saw, ducks. So it has enough to at least snack on fresh water, which it needs. It's more important to have the water than the food.
So would you guess that eventually it'll become really hungry and then people will notice something?
Right. That's exactly what we're expecting. Again, previously we've been thinking it's a wild animal, and that's why the DNR was involved and there was more firepower available. But now that the consensus seems to feel that if this was a wild animal, it would have moved on by now, that it is privately owned, that's out for whatever reason, that we're going to start treating it that way. And that's why now we're working to start a trapping program, setting up trail cams. We're trying to be calm and methodical about this. And we trap tons of animals all the time, large and small. This is larger and more unique than the ones we usually handle, but we feel this is the best course of action. And again, it's non-lethal, which is the outcome everybody's wanting here.
Could you just briefly explain what kind of trap it would be? And you say it's non-lethal to whatever animal it catches.
Yeah, it's a live trap. This is the same kind of thing that if you have a squirrel that's eating from your bird feeder, just a big giant trap. Once they walk in, a door shuts behind them. I mean, we're using the largest dog trap possible, like one for the size of a Great Dane, but this animal should easily fit into that trap.